Good morning, everyone. This is Dina Harper coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, your Curvy Executive Officer and the owner of Women Obtaining Wealth, doing business as Urban Thick, urbanthick.com, your online clothing and consignment store for plus-size men and women. Well, good morning. We're talking about starting out selling. And I did a short introductory. I hope you guys saw that. So we're going to talk about getting started. This is for beginners. So this is for people who are looking to make at least $1,000 a month part-time doing something on the side. You may be doing it an addition to your 9-to-5, or just trying to get started in the world of online selling where the money is at, where it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Someone is buying, purchasing, selling, trading, and you can be sleeping and, like me, hear your phone do the ka-ching. So anyway, I started with books because that was something I had plenty of after I moved from California. And so I started with that and grew from that into toys, electronics, and other things that at the time was easy to get my hands on. So for you, I would say look around your house, see what you have, see what your family and friends have that they may be donating or wanting to get rid of. Find out something. Well, I would say start with something that you know a little bit about. For instance, for a lot of women, they're into certain brands. They know that they're getting a good deal when a certain brand goes on sale based on previous buys that they have purchased and things like that. So I would say start with something you can get your hands on right away. Talk to your family, friends, and people around you that may be looking to get rid of something. This is the springtime. This is in April, so a lot of people are cleaning out because the season is changing and the weather is changing. So you may want to look at things that people are wanting to get rid of. But I would say make sure you have some type of knowledge, because you want to make sure that if you're going to do this as far as selling, you know what a good deal is. Now, we're going to talk about how you can research prices and do all that other good stuff. But for your first step, I would say start with something that is around your house, or something you can get your hands on to with family, friends, things like that. Find something that you have knowledge about, something that you know what's a good deal versus not a good deal, and when it comes to pricing, quality. I always tell people to look for quality. Don't necessarily worry so much about brand when you first start, but look for quality. Look at the stitching, for example, with clothing. Look at the stitching. A brand tells you if it is a good brand. You know, we know brands, but look at things that show you that it's made differently or better than the average, you know, item. But again, try to make sure that you have some knowledge. Now, if you don't have knowledge, then you're going to have to take that extra step, which is something that you're going to eventually have to do anyway, which is do some research, which is an easy Google search. Look for items that have sold or similar to the item that you have, and we'll talk about that again in a later podcast. But I want you right now to focus on things that are in proximity of where you are, that is easily, you know, reachable, that you can get to sell. Like I said, my example, I started with books. You may have other things. You may have children, so you may have toys and electronics that your kids no longer use or want. A lot of times it's things that people may donate or may be thinking about donating, and they just haven't gotten around to it. So I want you to start from there, and if you have any questions, you can reach out to me at 678-310-5131 or simply email me at admin@womenobtainingwealth.com. Thanks again for listening and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.